Hello, and welcome to the Houston Innovators Podcast. I'm Natalie Harms, editor of Innovation Map. In this episode, I'm talking to Sandy Kattar and Guillermo Borda of HX Venture Fund about their upcoming event, Venture Houston. The event is February 4th and 5th and will bring together all corners of the Houston innovation ecosystem, from entrepreneurs and VCs to startup development organizations and corporations. Additionally, Guillermo and Sandy share how they've seen venture capital fare amid the pandemic and what they're focused on in 2021. Sandy, Guillermo, thank you so much for joining me today.
Delighted to be here, Natalie.
Thanks, Natalie. Good to be here.
So both of you are managing directors at the HX Venture Fund. And Sandy, you've been on the podcast before. You know me and you know how this goes. But Guillermo, why don't you take an opportunity to remind our listeners about the HX Venture Fund, your mission, and really what you do here in Houston?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us, Natalie. So HX Venture Fund, in a nutshell, what we do is we aggregate Houston corporate money for the most part and invested in best of class venture capital firms based outside of Houston and invite them to participate with us at various levels. Number one, to consider having this corporate LPs become their own LPs if our corporates want to do so. Number two, for our investors to potentially be the acquirer of some of their portfolio companies. Number three, to co-invest with these firms on companies of interest. Number four, and importantly, to share, for our corporates, to share with these venture capital firms the technologies and innovation trends that they're most interested in. And last but not least, for these corporations to become customers to the portfolio companies of these funds. That is a very interesting value proposition to these venture capital firms. And then we invite them to meet with the best entrepreneurs that Houston has to offer and invite them to invest in those companies. And if they don't invest, to be really helpful to those CEOs with expertise and advice, networks, and contacts. And the secret sauce is that there is no adverse selection issue in the sense that we don't force anybody to do anything that they don't want to do. It's truly a invitation to engage with the ecosystem. Our model has been really well received. In fact, at this point, Natalie, we expected that we would be in serious dialogue with about 50 venture capital firms. It's been five times that, 250 or so. And we have been successful in finding our way into funds that truly don't need our capital because they tend to be so oversubscribed by factors of three or four times. But they found this model very compelling because there is no requirement. It really opens up a market, and it's on a day one basis conversation of engagement, which is always at the senior level of those firms. So we're very pleased to tell you it has been very successful, very well received, and it's working very well, which leads us to this event we're planning for here in early February.
I love the concept of the HX Venture Fund. It's the kind of trickle-down effect, the long game, and the powerful game, I guess, really. And you mentioned the Venture Houston. So this is an event coming up at the beginning of February, February 4th and 5th. So Sandy, why don't you tell me a little bit about where the idea for this event came from?
Yes, I'd love to. So as you know, HX Venture Fund is about bringing to Houston both venture capital from VCs outside of Houston predominantly, and also venture capital expertise. So the knowledge and the money. We want to bring both of those components. And so we were dreaming what would be the very best kind of conference to do that. What we've developed is a two-day conference whereby in each of the two mornings, we have essentially best practice conversations with the general partners, the leaders of VC firms, with presidents and CEOs of corporations here in Houston and with a number of Houston entrepreneurs. And the idea is, again, always to find that intersection of how those three communities can work together to build this tech ecosystem. And the hope is that this will provide great information for other entrepreneurs and VCs who want to engage in this model, and especially to help Houston entrepreneurs as they consider finding product market fit for their own firm or indeed scaling that firm. So that's sort of the acumen part, how we're bringing expertise to the table. The second part, though, we said, well, gosh, we'd really also like to bring capital in the same event. How would we do that? Well, I think one of the best ways to do that in VC is in a pitch competition. So we decided, with the support, very notably, of Rice Alliance and the Houston Angel Network, as well as Houston Exponential, to develop a pitch competition in each of the two afternoons. What we're doing there is we are asking as many Houston entrepreneurs as possible who are considering raising capital now or anytime in the next year or so to apply to this pitch competition, because the prizes we have are phenomenal and they can really help get a young company started. We have over $1.7 million available for Houston entrepreneurs at this competition on February 4th and 5th. And gosh, Natalie, right at the beginning, we were hoping to have 250K, right? We're now at 1.7 million. I'm like, yay, I'm so excited. And, you know, a shout out to the VCs, frankly, who make that happen, because that is HX Venture Fund VCs and Houston VCs rallying together to say, let's fund the best companies we can find that match our investment thesis. So really excited about that. So, for example, from the Artemis Fund, Stephanie Campbell is and her team, they're offering an investment prize at Venture Houston to encourage more female founders in Houston to participate in this ecosystem. And, you know, she knows that Houston's a great place for female founders to innovate, and Artemis is here funding to support them. So we love their participation. You know, our biggest investment prize is coming from Fitzgate right here in Houston too. You know, they're excited to participate as judges in Venture Houston because two of their portfolio companies are already in Texas. A lot of people think of them as just sort of Princeton based, but the truth is they also do investments outside of that network. Two are already in Houston, in Texas, excuse me, and they'd love to find even more in light of the fact that they're based here. So they're using this event as a way to find it. Maybe also just a conversation or two from those groups that are in our portfolio. For example, 0406 Ventures, which is a Boston-based VC in our portfolio, they want to use this event as an easy button for investing in Houston. That's the kind of conduit they see. Or Graycroft, who really like to collaborate with their platform strategy to find great deals, and we'll use this event to do that as well. So all the way, just a quick shout out and thank you to all of the participants who are providing prizes, both capital and in kind.
It's very impressive to see all of the investors, local and non-local, come together for this huge amount of money to be invested. Such an impressive feat getting all of that in this kind of inaugural event in this weird time, in a virtual event, of course. So before we move on, one quick follow-up about the pitch competition, because I know the deadline to apply is Friday. What are you looking for in startups, especially for the startups who might be listening and want to get their application in before the deadline on Friday?
You know, what we have really been thoughtful to provide venture capitalists with expertise and capital across the board, B2B companies, B2C companies, energy transition companies, life science companies, both therapeutics and devices. We have capital in all of those spaces. So this is not a narrow funnel. This says, if you're a startup in Houston and you use technology at the core, you should be in this pitch competition. By doing so, you will highlight yourself to a very large VC ecosystem. And whether you win a prize or not, you're going to have a lot more both knowledge and capital traction for your next raise by participating. So we'd love you to be there in any of these verticals. And by the way, also by stage, pre-seed, seed, series A or B, we have capital that covers all of those areas. So don't hesitate to sign up. That's what I would say.
Yeah, get your applications in now. One thing when you were talking a little bit about the event, and maybe this is a question for Guillermo, it seems like it's of great importance to bring together all parts of the equation, you know, from corporates, venture capital firms, you know, of course, the entrepreneurs and startup development organizations. How does this really reflect the overall mission for the HX Venture Fund?
So it's a great question, Natalie. And so in this conference, we have representation from all stakeholders, right? From corporates, from institutional investors, from entrepreneurs, and of course, all the venture capitalists and many other interested parties that Sandy mentioned. In a nutshell there, if you aggregate the capital that the funds that we have invested in, you would come up with a figure of north of $4 billion.
Yeah.
The reason that figure matters is that that capital is fully committed and in the hands of these funds in our portfolio. And they have Houston on the radar in earnest for investment. So the smarter entrepreneurs in Houston are looking at that and saying, wow, that's very interesting to be able to connect through HX Venture Fund with that kind of capital in the hands of very experienced venture capital firms that have historically not been investing in Houston and now are very serious about finding deals in Houston. So mm-hmm. this conference is a way of engaging that further. We call that activation. Mm-hmm. And our venture partner, Elise Hobson, leads those efforts for us. But that's what it's all about, bringing that attention and that level of capital. So in addition to all the prizes and all of that, it's exciting to us to be able to connect the entrepreneurial community of Houston with that capital and expertise, which is what our model is all about. And that's why CEOs of the corporations that have invested in HX Venture Fund, they're going to be represented in this conference and in a prominent way. We're also going to have some very serious investors such as Texas A&M and Rice and others really engaged. So it really is very worthwhile for anybody connected to the to participate and listen in.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I kind of noted on this before, but it's been a weird time for venture capital. And so Sandy, why now for this event? You know, it is a virtual event. It's weird yeah. times. And, you know, this is, you know, very important and very timely. And so I wonder why that is for venture capital and for Houston.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, we have a phrase, HX Venture Fund, that we use often, you know, a borrowed phrase, which is we don't like to let a good crisis go to waste. This is a great crisis. COVID is real and the disruption is significant. But in the eyes of a venture capitalist, this is opportunity. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is when you look back in history, some of the very best tech startups began in times of crisis. If you think about 2000, 2001, vintage years 2007, 8, 9, the recession. In both of those times, some of the most significant tech companies were born and now are an everyday part of our world. We believe that we're in exactly this kind of a time. We have, you know, a great deal of difficulty brought upon by COVID, but also a great deal of opportunity. An example of that is sourcing for deals in VC has entirely changed this year. You know, in the past, sourcing very traditionally a decade ago, a VC might say, you know, I'm willing to drive an hour and a half, but I'm not going to drive 5 hours for a deal. Mm-hmm. And maybe a couple years ago, they'd say, you know, we'll do some of this remote, but it definitely takes a meeting. Well, I don't know a VC who hasn't been forced by COVID to break through that and to find deals and ink deals in a COVID world. Some of that's going to be here to stay. So I think this is, you know, groundbreaking time for VC where we are sourcing remotely, investments are going to be made, and the best VCs and the best entrepreneurs are leaning in on this opportunity, going harder, not pulling back.
Yes, and I would add, Sandy, too, that in our experience, the truly best venture capitalists work their hardest when they're winning. Some tend to win and start coasting and their performance lags. But the truly best firms, like the ones in our portfolio, they know that when they're winning and there is great liquidity in the market, they get all hands on deck and get really focused on success. We have had an unprecedented amount of liquidity in the markets. And then the SPACs coming as an exit strategy, it has been a phenomenal run. So in addition to not letting a crisis go to waste for the benefit of innovation, in focus, there's also this phenomenon that the best are working really hard and going on the offensive as opposed to the defensive, and it really matters ultimately in the performance. So right now as we speak, I assure you that some of the best companies are being formed, and we will see that in future years. It has happened in every cycle, and this one shouldn't be an exception.
And that's right on par with what I've heard. I know I had Blair Guru on a couple weeks ago talking about this, and of course Mercury Fund is involved with Venture Houston. But you know what he really brought up too is that it's a good time for tech investing. It might not be a good time across the board, but tech is really thriving. You know, there's investors coming out of the woodwork now that they see the power of tech in this economy. So I wonder if that's translating to, when you zoom out, to what y'all are doing on a bigger level. Obviously, it's, you know, you're kind of just up the chain a little bit when it comes to this type of investing. But is that what you're seeing too at this level with your limited partners?
Definitely. And in fact, we have built a platform that is very scalable. Mm-hmm. And I tell you that our investors are very pleased with the progress. Also, when the COVID crisis started, we were already on the offensive, but we really accelerated the pace, because we know on how the cycles work based on what the factors I just mentioned before. So we are looking to scale our platform significantly and add more and more great investors like the ones we have already, and add more funds. So when you add the assets under management of those funds, it's going to be definitely more than $4 billion, because that's already the case. But if we can increase that figure in the number of funds to bring to Houston entrepreneurs, that would be very exciting. And we really hope that a lot of the entrepreneurs take us up on that, because we can make it very relatively easy for them to get to the right people with the right capital faster and in a much more efficient way.
Well, and these types of conversations are probably exactly what's going to go on at Venture Houston. What else can attendees expect when they go online and register and attend?
Absolutely. Well, we have, conversations for everyone really here, but let me highlight just some of them. So of course, our keynote conversation is going to be fantastic. Steve Case of Revolution Ventures, one of our venture capital partnerships, is going to be talking about, you know, his book, The Third Wave, Hitting the Third Coast, Our World. Revolution, as you may recall, is the venture firm that is also connected with the Rise of the Rest movement, specifically focused on building younger ecosystems. And he's got so much to tell us about what he's seen in the past and how we can apply it here. Gina Luna is going to be a fantastic moderator of that panel. Really excited that she's involved as well, because as you know, she's done so much to help bring about this tech ecosystem over the last 3 years. So the perfect pairing there, I would argue. Then we're going to go into a conversation about VC investing for returns and for innovation. And here, you know, Paul Hobby, who's on our investment committee, is going to introduce Blair at Mercury Fund. And who better than Blair to really to moderate a conversation about the institutional nature of VC investing? Led by two panelists, the CIO of Rice Management Company, Allison Thacker, and the CIO of Texas A&M, Mike Pia. So, you know, the pillars of our educational community here, talking about how they incorporate VC investing into their portfolios and indeed into their innovation activities as well. So then we take a pivot to talk more about the entrepreneur's world, this time in the material science space. So remember I said we have a conversation for everyone. This conversation is about the hard tech, right? Not software here, but hardware. Wobi Ofori is going to moderate this conversation between Vanessa Waichi at NASA, Adam Sharkawi, who's a general partner at one of our VC firms, Material Impact out of Boston, and two great Houston entrepreneurs who've dedicated their lives to this entrepreneurial space in materials, Nick Radford of Houston Mechatronics and Gaurav Chakrabarti of Solugen. So two great startups. So you'll notice that in each panel, in almost every case, we've partnered an LP of ours in the corporate world or the institutional world with a Houston entrepreneur who's seen some success in the past and has some lessons learned to share, and then with some venture capital expertise too. So always trying to connect those three pieces. If I may just highlight a couple more, because there's so much to say.
Yeah,
here.
Absolutely.
Thank you. One conversation also about the culture of innovation in a startup and in a corporation. So Dan Castagnola, who's the president of Quanta Services, and Quanta being one of our LPs, is going to be moderating a panel again with startups and VCs alike to talk about how do we incorporate innovation into our cultures at work. And I'm sure that will also spread into the future of work kind of movement that's going on and how COVID has kind of changed the way we work. Here we've got Larry Schaefer of Insperity, one of our cornerstone LPs here, speaking to Tom Bull at Next Coast, an Austin-based VC in our portfolio, and two fantastic Houston-based entrepreneurs. So Joe Alapat of LionGuard and Sid Padaya, if I'm saying that right, I hope so, from WiseHire. So really excited about that conversation. And then the final one for Monday, and I'm just reviewing Monday real quick, but the final one on Monday is about scaling startups. And I don't know if you know Anoop Sharma yet, Senior Vice President of LyondellBasell. A phenomenally interesting, smart innovator who's taking LyondellBasell, he and his team, to the next level. LyondellBasell, again, one of our corporate LPs, so very grateful for their support. He's going to moderate a panel, again, of a couple of VCs and entrepreneurs. On the entrepreneurial side, we're excited to have Sashi Narahari of High Radius. Of course, like a huge hit for Houston. I can't wait to hear what Sashi's thoughts about scaling his business here in Houston. And then he's accompanied by three VCs, two of them in our portfolio, Dana Settle from Graycroft and John Sieber from UpData. And importantly, also one of the VCs in High Radius, Susquehanna Growth Equity, which is Ben's speaking at the table there. So that's going to be a phenomenal day one. I know you can read this, so I'll go a little quicker on day two. But don't forget, day two, we've got CEOs from Baylor College of Medicine, Dr. Klotman, as well as the CEO from Methodist, Dr. Mark Boom, speaking alongside Chris Ryzik, who is the CEO of Renaissance Venture Partners. They're going to be talking about thinking past a COVID world, right? And what does that mean to the life science community? So we've covered materials the day before, we covered SaaS scaling. Now we're looking at the life science space. And we're also gonna have a conversation about diversity, a really important strength of Houston that allows so much of the VC tech ecosystem to move as fast as it does here. So excited to have Insperity lead that conversation. Michael Leip, who's moderating a panel between Artemis and Urban Capital Network. Stephanie, of course, and Heath. So lots going on. And then we're gonna have a conversation just about Houston. So maybe you don't wanna go into a tech vertical, but you wanna take a step back for a moment and say, now, what's happening in Houston? Here we've got a conversation moderated by Jay Zeidman of Altitude Ventures, and you know, a Houston-based VC who knows this ecosystem extremely well. He'll be speaking with panelist Steven Kleinberg from the Kinder Institute, of course, the author, of course. Also Susan Davenport from Greater Houston Partnership, who does so much for this city and has had tremendous success very recently in bringing tech companies into Houston. And last but not least, JR of Integrated Capital, who of course, a pillar of the tech ecosystem here. Yeah. So I'll pause for breath there, but I'll just mention in the afternoons, we have six different panels along different tech verticals. So whether you're interested in areas in, property tech, health tech, fintech, cybersecurity, energy transition, or consumer/product-led growth. Those are our six specialty areas. We call it the Game Changer Series, and we've got Game Changers conversations going in every single one of those six verticals.
Yeah, so absolutely something for everyone. I was just laughing and thinking to myself, if you had just like a randomized bingo card of like power players in Houston tech, you'd absolutely have bingo just based off of that list of what you said. So something for everyone and all of the big players in the Houston tech ecosystem are going to be there. So with that in mind, I know in terms of, you know, what attendees can expect, I know a real challenge in this virtual event space is, you know, having networking. We don't have that kind of natural interaction as you would at a normal conference. So is that something that's top of mind for y'all when you're thinking about this event and putting it on in a virtual capacity?
Yes, absolutely. We are working right now on building innovative ways to add networking to this cyber conference. We'd love it to be in person. Surely next year it will be. But for now, we're going to look at the best ways possible to provide that kind of opportunity online, for sure. And that might be a good time to pause and give a little shout out to the other organizations helping us. You know, we're leading this effort, but we couldn't do it without the support of Rice Alliance, as well as Houston Angel Network, as well as Houston Exponential. So many thanks to those three organizations too, really helping us get behind this effort and make it everything it can be.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, each organization has done their own virtual event iteration over the past year. So great minds, everyone's got experience. So I see it going very well.
Yeah, I think so too. Thank you. And we like to say that, you know, this is the first time that the venture conversation in Houston has gone to the national stage. And that's what I hope and believe will happen here on February 4th and 5th.
Yeah, and you know, I would also add one more thing, that what is truly newsworthy about this event is that in addition to what's obvious and the great panelists and speakers and everything else, is that this is now a national conversation on a very important time for Texas. As you know, with so many companies relocating to Texas, for instance, Hewlett Packard Enterprises and Oracle and many others, this is a very timely conversation. The national VCs have taken note of that. They're paying attention. They're really engaged. And I got to tell you real quick, this fund, this concept, HX Venture Fund, was truly a concept 2 years ago. We had the opportunity early on to meet with 15 to 17 highly talented entrepreneurs in Austin at the very beginning. And they said, look, we have ties to Houston. Many of them have ties to Houston. They said, if you, meaning us, of course, do a third of what you say you're going to do, we will really look at Houston seriously and relocate, because our company started in Houston. And fast forward the movie now to 2 years today, I think this event shows them that we're for real, it's been successful, and that Houston is now a place that is being taken seriously by very important players in the industry. So.
Absolutely. That would be amazing if down the road that ends up happening. And all signs point to absolutely. So that's exciting. In terms of talking about the event, what would you say your biggest goal would be to accomplish at the end of the two-day conference, you know, bringing everyone together online? What overall are your personal goals for the event, or, you know, as an organization?
You know, I'll take a first stab at that, and Guillermo, feel free to jump in. But I would say, if those who listen in say they left learning something they didn't already know that they'd like to apply to their startup journey, if we can help build a company in that way from an acumen point of view, I would be super excited. And then, of course, additionally, if we can activate that prize-winning capital and come out of here with funded Houston startups funded because of the event or at the catalyst of the event, that would be phenomenal. It would be, you know, such a pleasure to see those two outcomes, and I believe we will.
Yeah. For me, it's for entrepreneurs to walk away saying to themselves, wow, Houston is just a great place to start a company now and to build it, you know, the next LionGuards and others. And we have a support system that really works. We're going to have the ION, but all these players coming together to help them succeed, have access to great expertise and capital. And we're just honored to be part of that in some way. And I hope that that education in the entrepreneurial community translates into a lot of opportunity for them here in Houston.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this kind of, you know, is right on topic with what I like to talk about at the beginning of the year when I have such fabulous guests like y'all on, looking forward to what Houston's VC economy needs to focus on in 2021. You know, obviously last year was weird, and we're still going to have some repercussions from that and some new opportunities from that. But in terms of Houston, what should our priority be when it comes to venture capital and investing?
You know, I think the energy transition is just in its very early years. So and we are, as Houston, we have such a big stake in that journey. I think that's going to be a very interesting journey. I think the life sciences are going to be especially interesting in the coming years. But honestly, I also am a believer that every B2B, B2C, SaaS style company can make a big difference right here in Houston at the same time. But those are the quick ones that come to mind. What would you say, Guillermo?
Yeah, I would definitely add to that. Life sciences, B2B payments, advanced manufacturing, robotics, space technology. And of course, the energy transition, watch that trend, is going to be of great importance to Houston. It's challenging times for the energy industry, of course, but this is exactly when the great innovation and new paradigms emerge, and it could be truly transformational. But I mean, also along the lines, of course, life sciences and the strength that Houston has in B2B payments and space technology is something that can be monetized and that we're going to help happen.
And the conversation, you know, will continue at Venture Houston on these topics for sure. And so this was such a great teaser to the event, which everyone can find more information and register at venturehouston2021.com for more. So that's very exciting. Thank you guys so much for joining me. It's an exciting time to be in Houston and looking at venture capital in Houston. So thank y'all.
Absolutely. Thank you, Natalie.
It was a real pleasure. Take care.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Houston Innovators Podcast. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss next week's edition, and check out innovationmap.com for the latest Houston startup and innovation news.